We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Samach Sif Vav. Haroi Chaim B'Tkufasai, every 28 years, every 28 years, Shetkufas Nisan Az B'Tchilas Leil Revi, the sun is in the same spot as it was at the Brias Ha'olam. So at that point, Varchim B'Yom Revi B'Boiker, on Wednesday morning, we make the bracha Kishizrachas, when the sun comes up, we make the bracha barachat Hashem al kinam al chaylam oisa masa bereshis. The kinam bracha before the bracha is actually recited. Yesh loymer hamizma haluka alu Hashem and Hashemayim v'goymer vakach oymer bracha. Afterwards, the bracha said vakach kel adon v'chulei. This bracha represents a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and it shows our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu having creating the world and running the world. And right before the bracha is said, one should look at the sun quickly and make the bracha. Looking through a reflection of the sun is not considered having seen the sun. And therefore, one should look directly at the sun. I did see that the Paiskim take a more lenient approach and allow one to look through sunglasses at the sun. When you say Elena Shabayach, and the minig is that we bow down by Vanachnu Kairim, so the proper thing to do is not to bow down facing the sun. Sivav lechatchila yesh levarech bracha miyad beboika miyad. Properly, one should make the bracha right away in the morning, but nights hachana. There is a question if you can make it before davening or after davening. The minig is that we daven v'sikin that morning, and right after finishing davening v'sikin, that's when we make the bracha. Shum, there's reason magdim l'mitzvahs. We always want to do the mitzvah as quickly as possible. For toiva mefsher, it would be great levarach b'sifas am to make the bracha when there are a lot of people together. Mishum deroiv am hadras melech yesh lahachris b'yom shlofanav. It's appropriate to let everybody know the day before l'man yedul asasev that everybody should know we're going to be making this bracha and everybody should come together. Imi efshel l'sasev take a biker. If it's difficult to gather in the morning, al yisachru b'shel zeh, don't delay. El kolach v'achad yivarach miyak shuray zrichas shamis. Everybody should make the bracha as soon as they see the sun come up. Kenyan's reason, magdimi, the point of getting up and doing it quickly is more important. Dachi inya b'rayv am takes precedence over the point to make it with a group. But the evidem leibirich b'biker. But the evidem, if you didn't make the brach in the morning, yachal varach at shalashos halyoim, you could say the brach until 3 hours in the day, which is the same, which are measured in shos manius, which is really the same amount of time as the soif zman krishma. Ubishasat chak, if for whatever reason there's more of a delay, you could say it ad chatzos hayoyim. Ulechein, in a bike yesh anonim amchas maysoy, if in the morning it's cloudy, yantim ad karav chatzos, the wait till chatzos, ulay tiskala, vivarak b'shem malchus. Maybe the sun will come out and we'll be able to make the bracha with shem malchus. However, v'mloin tiskalsa, if the sun is not coming out, vivarak b'loy shem malchus. On a cloudy day, we should make the bracha immediately. Don't wait for a group to gather. Right now, you should make the bracha. And if you're in the middle of Krishma, then you should wait for Ben Aprakim and make the bracha. If you could see the outline of the sun, even though you don't see the actual sun, according to Chassam Sofer, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you can make the bracha. However, if the clouds are very thick, and you can't even see the outline of the sun through the cloud, then you don't make the bracha with Shema Malchus. Shnas Kedishchama, Hoyse Shnas Tofresh Chavtes, V'tiyah Mitzvah Shem Shnas Tofresh Nun Zayin, Yerotzen Shniskel Or Shivas Mei Bereshus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us all that we should be zoichet to see the sun as it was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Sifhei Sifches Misha Oslai Kodesh Baruch Hu Neis. If somebody had a miracle happen to him, Shloika Derech HaTeva, which is unusual, Kishroi as Hamakom Shnas Loi Nes Sham. When you see that spot where the nace happened, Mavarach Baruch Ato Hashem Al Kenem Al Cholam Shaosoli Nace B'Mokem Hazeb. Again, the bracha should be made only when something was unusual, extraordinary. But if something happened, even though it's a miracle, somebody was saved from thieves or an accident, you don't necessarily have to make this bracha. This bracha is only said if you didn't see that spot for 30 days. You don't have to actually be standing on the spot to see the bracha. Even if you just see the spot where that nes happened to you, it's good enough to make the bracha. Moreover, if you see it through a telescope or you see it from a plane, then the halacha is that you can make the bracha. But if you're actually going to get to that spot, it's better to wait to make the bracha when you get to the spot versus making the bracha when you see the spot. Began, b'noi u'ben b'noi, your children and grandchildren, afilo oisim shenodim kodim shenas anes, even those that were born before the nes occurred, gam kein mevarchim, you make the bracha. So therefore we make a bracha for what happened to our fathers, our grandfathers, and our mothers, and our grandmothers. And so too, women make the bracha for what happened to their fathers and grandfathers. Ketz mevarchim, what is the bracha? B'nai mevarch, a son makes the bracha, sh'as neis lo'ovi b'makam azeb. V'mhem rabim, if there's a group that are making the bracha together, they say lo'avinu. Ben b'nai, oymer la'avoysai. V'mhem rabim, if there's a group of grandchildren, oymer la'aviseinu. Mishinas and nisim harbei. If somebody has, baruch Hashem, been the recipient of many miracles, when he gets to one of the places where the nes happened to him, he has to identify and remember all the places that nisim happened to him. Even though it's intention to go to that other place, still, wherever you come to a place where you had a nes, you should mention all the nisim. V'yichla kulam bebracha achas. V'yomer shosli nes v'makam zeh v'makam plani. And this halacha doesn't only apply, he says, to the person who experienced the nes. V'kein bonov, his children, when they're saying this bracha, say the halacha kol shar ha-makamis, they also have to mention all the nisim. The Magen Avraham says that that isn't the case. That even though a son, a grandson, has to make the bracha, but they don't have to mention all the nisim that happened to their father or their grandfather. Haraya Chacham Gadol b'Yisrael. If somebody sees a great Talmud Chacham, Mevarach Baruch Ato Hashem Al Kenem Melech Olam, Shecholok Mechachmasai L'Reyev, Lefi Yisrael, because we are Mechelik Alaka, we all have a share of Hashem in us, Udveikim Boy, and we're connected to him, L'Kein Amas Shecholok, that's why we make this bracha. There's a question if this bracha Bizman Azeb. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's really hard to identify who is somebody in that category. But the Paiskim say we avoid making the bracha unless it's somebody who is well known to be certainly an extraordinary Talmud Chacham. V'raya Chacham Gadol B'Chacham Es Olam Mumas Olam. If you see a great Talmud Chacham from the world, Mevarach Baruch Ato Hashem Kel Melech Olam, Shenasa Mechachmasai Lebasar V'dam. The person to be considered a chacham has to be a person who is great in all the different types of subjects. He has to know languages, mathematics, geography, medicine, music, philosophy. Only somebody who's really expert in everything is in this category. Sif Yud Aroy Melech Mamalch Umas Olam. If you see a king, Yivarech Baruch Ato Hashem Al Kenem Melech Olam, Shenasa Mekvoidoi Lebas V'Adam. But the Mishnah Berurah says that this bracha is only said on a king who has the ability to kill people at his whim, at his decision. However, heads of government in the world that we live in that don't have that ability, we don't necessarily make the bracha. Furthermore, if the king is not wearing the garments that a king wears, again, you don't make the bracha. Befila en rois amelech mamish. Even if you don't see actually the king, elishuroi bechvaydai, you see all of the honor given to the king. V'yoyde beberach shamelech husham. So let's say there's a parade with all of the pomp and circumstance, and you know the king is there, but you don't actually see the king, yachlevarach brachazu, you could still make this bracha. Mesuma varach, a blind person can make this bracha, b'lai shem amelechus. A mitzvah l'shtad l'lirs bechvaydai melachim. There's a mitzvah to look for this. Because the Gemara Masechet Brachos Daf Tesamah Beis says that if somebody will see this in this world, when we come to Olam Haba, he will see the greatness of Klal Yisrael and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus even the great honor that kings have in this world. Of course, the Paiskim say, if entering the palace of the king involves seeing Avodah Zarah, one should avoid that. If you saw the king once, don't waste time to see it again. Only if the second experience was even more impressive than the first experience. If you see a place where Jews are buried, the halacha is, as even if you aren't in the cemetery, you're driving by the cemetery, the Paiskim say that maybe you should make the bracha. Minhag Olam is that unless you're within the cemetery and you're intending to be in the cemetery, you don't make the bracha. If there's only one kever, we don't make this bracha. And of course, the Paiskim suggest that if there is a Avodah Zarah, there's a cross on top of the kvarim of the Akum, that we don't make such a bracha either. Ka bracha aris and skaris. All the brachas that we've mentioned, imchaza vra oisa dava ba'atzmam, if you see the exact same thing that you made the bracha on again, eina chayza umavarach. Elmken hayubayn ri l'riya, unless there was a time in between shloish miyoyim. When we count the 30 days, hanuchutz miyoyim ariyah rishonim, we don't count the first day, chutz miyoyim ariyah zois, and we don't count today. There has to be shloish miyoyim in between. Am roi dava ach kezeh shira oz. If you see something else, not the exact same thing, kegoyim, melech acha, you made a bracha on a king, and then you see another king within those 30 days. Or you made a bracha on kfarim, and then you say different kfarim, chayz mevarach kam toich shloshim yoyim. But the minig is that by a cemetery, if a person was in a cemetery and then he's in another cemetery, if he was by a cemetery within 30 days, you don't make the bracha again. Sif Yud Gimel, Aroy Kishur, a black person. The Chaya Adam says that as somebody that, since we live in a place where there are many people who have that type of complexion, we don't make the bracha. And some suggest that the bracha is only made if the father was black and the mother was white, or vice versa. Because then it's unusual that the child should be black. But in a case where it's both, where they are both black, there's nothing unusual that they should have a black child, and you don't make the bracha. The lafkin. A lafkin is somebody, that's very red, very white, long and skinny, hananis is a midget, somebody has many warts, somebody should call sarois of dukuzabze, that all of us here are connected, vesapil, an elephant, vesakoif, a monkey, mavarak barak ta shabakedim al chaylam, mishana, Ha-abrios. The Ve'enem Avarach El-Pamarishin, you only make this bracha only the first time you see such a thing. Sheshina Lav Galmoy, where this was very new to you. The Paiskim say that if there was a 30-day interruption between when you saw these things, you don't make the bracha again b'shem ha-malchus, but you should make the bracha without saying Hashem's name. Sif yudal arayas chiger v'sigiteya. Somebody who's missing feet, hands, then a shigdu yadav, his hands are missing v'sasuma, a blind person, or mukashchin, or ubukin, terrible diseases. V'mishimenuma b'kudus levanus, he has many white dots on his body. Imhe mimi imam, if he was born that way, Mavar Parmashina, Shuraya Sami makes the first time he sees this person, Mishana Brias. From the Shtana Achkach, Mutstarleim, if the situation deteriorated, Mavarach Dayana Amis. And again, here too, says the Chai Adam, if what he sees is not really unusual, this, the many people, or the other people that look like this, then you wouldn't make Mishana Brias. Sif Tezvav, Haraya Lanus Toivis Ubriya Isnos, you say beautiful trees and beautiful people, a feel of it, even a non-Jew, Shiraya Sabariya Ba'alma, Kosla Stakaboy, a behemoth or an interesting animal, Mavarach Baruch Ato Hashem El Kenu Melech Oilam, Shakachaloi Be'lomai, Veina Mavarach El Pam Marishina, you only make this bracha the first time, V'loy Yasu, not again. Not only do you not make the bracha again, but even if you see something else which is similar to the first thing that you saw, V'loy Aleim V'loy Acherim, you don't make the bracha again. Elam Cain, unless what you see the second time, are more beautiful. A man it is inappropriate for a man to make this bracha when he sees a beautiful woman. It's obviously not according to the dictates of tznius.